Hi, sorry, what's up?
Yeah, it's all good. I just got off the phone with him, back and forth. It was actually a lot of fun. He kept trying to talk over me. I thought 50% of the time I let him, 50% I didn't. But when I told him, listen, there's fraud. She's clocked in with two agencies at the same time. Period, end of story. And she said, no, it's not true. The shifts are not overlapping. I said, I'm looking at the clocks right now. I pulled the conflict report. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the clocks right now. I started listing him the dates and the times. He's like, you mean to tell me she's clocked in for two agencies at the time? I said, that's what we've been trying to tell you. The insurance does not allow us to hire her anymore because of this investigation, which is almost certainly going to end with her criminal conviction.
Yeah.
Do you want another eight or not? He said, no, I only want my daughter. I don't want anyone from your agency. I said, thank you for your time, sir. Have a good day. And he hung up. That was it.
Beautiful.
Done.
Sounds good.
Okay. Now I'm going to attempt to call the service coordinator, who he officially fired also.
Yeah, I know, because I told he was playing a game. He's like, so who's my service coordinator?
And I
named three, and none of them were right. The one on Navinet, he said, is not his SC anymore either. So
I'm just sending a general message in HHS.
There you go.
And I'm going to just discharge. I'm just going to discharge him. Let the insurance figure out what to do.
Exactly. All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.